You're listening to the weekly podcast of The Dave and Danger Show, brought to you by www.itsdurl2me.com and www.davewillswrestling.com. And now, here are your hosts, Dave Wills and the living icon, Mark Danger. And we are here today, starting one of our episodes. Sorry about the last episode, guys. I don't know what it was with Podomatic or whatever, but hell, it could have been me.
It could have been Vince McMahon. He did not want you to hear everything that was happening.
It was the Sheik. He broke our band. He broke our podcast and made it humble. No, I don't know.
It was
know.
The gimmick thing he called it.
Yeah, the grill. Yeah, okay. Anywho, sorry about all the problems with the podcast last week. This week, who knows? Maybe I won't post it for about 5 or 6 days to make sure that it's working. No, I'm kidding. David Danger Show back on the internet today. Another example in wrestling talk that is more painful than most everything you get. And you get what you pay for, what you pay nothing. So, hey, enjoy the nothing that we provide. You appreciate the nice comments on the podcast this week from Chris. Danger and I, we're going to run a contest, and we realized that we didn't have anything to give away. So, who knows? We'll figure out something to give away eventually.
We're going to give away our free autographed picture of the living icon, Mark Danger.
No, we're not. And we got a phone going off in the other room.
We got a caller. Our first caller.
Call over there and get myself on, Danger. We have a caller. This is not a work here. Give me that phone. Danger running we feverishly to get the phone. Live radio broadcast. It's vibrating. I got a new phone. Thank you, Nokia. Thank you, Danger. Danger sold me a phone. And Danger ran so fast to get the phone, he missed it.
And the winner is?
It's my wife.
Okay.
She's about to get off work. She's about to get off work. We're going to redo the podcast. Now what we're going to do is we're going to keep on going. Danger, talk to me about SmackDown this week. We're going to give you a little wrestling talk.
Okay, let me see. The best worker of the night had to be the Brooklyn Brawler. I mean,
the Brooklyn Brawler on SmackDown?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't watch SmackDown.
He wrestled Vito. Vito had a wardrobe malfunction. His breasts were showing. But surprisingly, Brawler looked good for his age. He should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, he probably will. Thank you, Pat Patterson. That'd probably be the reason why.
I'm Greg Donovan, you bitch.
What? No, you don't recall what I know.
I'm the living icon, Greg Gagne.
What the hell with Greg Gagne? He was great in the High Flyers in the 70s. Now he's doing OVW like the 70s, too. Hopefully I'm getting new OVW in. We'll watch it next week. And
I'm waiting for Sue to do some Percocet or Greg Gagne. I'm ready. You always see like baseball athletes doing stuff like for Viagra or for some heart medication. When are we going to see some old wrestlers come out and do stuff like that?
Which that old would wrestler great. Would you like to see advertising Viagra, Danger? If you
Mean Gene Oakland.
Why Mean Gene for Viagra? I thought that skit they do with Flair taking the Viagra was pathetic a few years back. But
well, that's, yeah.
But Mean Gene for Viagra.
He's good at holding the mic.
Yes. Anything else? Any other wrestlers you want to see advertise Viagra?
Tully Blanchard?
Tully Blanchard's preaching. He's not going to advertise Viagra. Well, you never...
Sure, yeah.
Who else would be good at Viagra?
That'd be a cool luchador name.
Viagra? Okay, we'll talk about cool luchador names, too. Give me a cool luchador name.
DJ Powerlord.
DJ Powerlord. That would be a cool luchador name.
Yes.
And just because I can do it, we'll return to the Dave and Danger Show after these messages. And now back to the Dave and Danger Show.
Woo! Something stunk in there.
No, it wasn't. No, that phone kept on ringing, so I had to take that call. The lovely wife's on her way home from work, so we're happy. And she's bringing food, so she's way over anyways. We had food tonight, Danger.
Yes, I did.
Hey, man, I tell you right now, we got to put over right now. One thing I'm going to put over right now, I know I put over stuff like Nigel Sherry, DJ Firelord, Carl Dragon Stern, King. Dragon King Wrestling, Rick Gillespie, Kramus Chronicle, you know, Alvarez, Observer, Figure Four, Bruce Mitchell, The Torch.
I wonder if we could trade autograph pictures.
What?
I want to trade autographed pictures.
No, you don't need to trade anything. Nigel shared. We put over like everything around us. James Gutman, I want to put him over at World Wrestling Insanity. Man, I tell you right now, he rules. I should be writing columns for him instead of doing podcasts, because I was a guest columnist, or am a guest columnist. Maybe I'm not anymore. I haven't been a guest columnist in a while, so I don't know. I was talked to by Marvin Ward about being on the North Cobb Show, and he hasn't emailed me in a while. Maybe I'm irrelevant in the world of wrestling, which is just fine.
I did a guest column recently.
Which is just fine with me if I'm irrelevant, because, hey, it gives me, like, some more free time, thing.
I did a column here recently.
You did a column?
Yes.
For what?
Dear Penthouse. You'll never believe
Shut up! I thought you actually wrote something.
SmackDown Divas came to my house.
Thank you, Danger.
Put pie in their face.
The yacht go away. You are just goofy. Never mind. What I was saying before I got interrupted was why I was putting over everybody. And wondering why I haven't heard from Marvin Ward in a while. TNT Wrestling coming to my old high school in Kennesaw, North Carolina High School, on the 23rd of September. Who knows? I should be there. I may not be there. I don't know. It depends on somebody else.
If you go to their website, I'll give you a hint. You'll see a shadow. It says, the man, the myth, the icon.
That's not you.
It could be me.
Never mind. That is not Danger. Okay, they're coming on Mad TV. We'll watch it. Marvin, if you're out there, call me. I've already told Dennis to have you call me. You haven't. No, just kidding. But getting back to that, Marvin putting everything over, the one thing I really want to put over this week is I went to Wendy's with the Dangerous One because he had to experience something that I experienced earlier. Wendy's has now went out and created the Vanilla Frosty.
And it tastes like an old-school McDonald's milk.
Old-school McDonald's vanilla milkshakes rule. I cannot stand triple-thick milkshakes. That's just gross. But I tell you, Steak and Shake has really good milkshakes, too.
Yeah.
They rock. But I tell you one thing. I thought the Wendy's Frosty, Vanilla Frosty, two thumbs way up. Danger kind of was, you know, a couple of thumbs in the middle.
I still say they should have a chocolate vanilla swirl.
Danger wants to see chocolate and vanilla swirl. More Penthouse letters, I'm sure.
And slush puppies.
And nothing but fun in the cup. Slush puppy. Slush puppy was cool, man. You know what? I was like a little kid in daycare back in Ackworth. We went to the Noah's Ark Daycare Center or like something. That's what it was called. The Noah's Ark Daycare Center on Maple Drive.
Two boys, two girls. One condom and a pair of handcuffs.
No. Just kidding. Noah's Ark, great facility to take your kid. I don't know. Hell, I hadn't been around. It was a great facility when we went there. I didn't know anything different. It sounded like it was. But anywho.
Back then, he was reading sheets in the playpen.
Yeah, my brother and I went there. But to make a short story long, when Dad would pick us up on Fridays, he'd take us to it was called the Fruit Stand and later called Burgers Market. And they had a slush puppy machine, and for 35 cents, you could get a slush puppy. And I'd always get, like, the blue raspberry or something.
Cherry was awesome, too.
My brother would always love, like, to get a suicide. And you can go, like, to other places and make your own suicides and all. They actually sell them, like, in schools. Whenever I worked in the school system in Cherokee County, they actually sold them during lunch for, like, 50 cents. And the thing about it is, they had to sell them and make them nutritious. So what they did is they made them with like an apple juice-based concentrate. Therefore,
they gave everybody the shits when they had them.
No, that's not. I don't know. Well,
you did.
Yeah, the janitors did clean it up, and yeah, I was the head one. But at the same time, too,
that'd be a cool wrestling game.
The funny
head
thing was,
janitor.
They all. Shut up.
He comes out with the mop. Oh, that was Saturn. Sorry.
They already had head janitor. But they had damn, Danger, you're just alive today. We need to do this show. We're doing this show like at 1:40 in the morning. So at least Danger's still awake, and so am I. But getting back, the thing is,
1:40 in the morning, you got your phone?
They never said anything about them. They always call them slushies and stuff like that, and slush puppies. But they really couldn't advertise them as a slush puppy. because it was Vita Pups, because it had like vitamins and minerals in the slush puppy. So we've talked for 10 minutes, and
now we gotta be political correct. They're no longer called slush puppies; they're called frozen watercools of a puppy.
You know, you can't be funny all the time, and that was one of the times. Okay, go ahead and tell us about SmackDown. You talked about Vito. You talked about... what else did you talk about?
Then you had Mr. Kennedy, Ken Kennedy, my band.
Kennedy!
A true hardcore. And we're being invaded by a home invasion. Oh, sorry.
Hey, my wife's home. She getting done catching
money. You want to say hi to the viewers?
The viewers. Nobody's viewing this crap. They're listening.
We need to do a webcam-based podcast.
No, we're not going to do a webcam.
No,
I've gotten trouble on the internet before. Ain't no damn way we're doing a webcam.
Just imagine us sitting here in front of the computer with a microphone naked doing the podcast.
We're not naked, you stupid bastard. What the hell is wrong with you, you goober? Okay. Remember, any complaints, anyone who wants to say that Danger's a goober, make sure you email me at kongadave@yahoo.com. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't you say that. Now somebody's going to hear half that and say, the perverts on the Dave and Danger show do that show naked. And, you know, God forbid a child's listening or something and think, Mommy, I can sit the computer naked because Danger does it. That's all we need. Yeah, you're gonna get like delinquency.
I'll book
to minors.
Him in a playpen death match.
Oh God, we're gonna get delinquency to minors yet. Okay, kids, if you're sitting listening, if you tell your parents anything, don't blame us. I don't care what you tell them. Don't talk about playpen of death. Don't talk about anything Danger says.
Just blame it on Sesame Street.
Danger is a character. He's not a real person. He's a figment of his own imagination. Okay, to more SmackDown. Let's try to be talking about wrestling this week.
Let's see. Batista grab his hammy again. Rey Mysterio in the Chavo Guerrero is getting boring.
Well, how so? Please elaborate.
It's just being overdone. It's just, I mean...
You don't like the angle?
Don't like the angle. I mean, after he died, I didn't really care for the angle because he's just exploring his death. And I think the only reason Vicky's getting involved in it because maybe she really needs the money because they have no retirement benefit, no insurance benefit, and she probably needs the extra bucks.
That's a damn shame. That is a damn shame. Yeah, they don't have that, and of course Vince ain't going to have that. But I guarantee you he's not going to worry about retirement because he doesn't retire and he don't take days off. And of course, Stephanie and Shane, you know, they probably don't take days off and they don't retire. So that's why you don't think anybody else needs to do it too. You just keep on working. Of course, he's not punishing his body in the ring, but oh well.
If you work so long and don't take a day off, you will walk like Vince McMahon. Like something shoved up your ass.
Nah, what he does is the man goes out there to work. And
still say it's a slammy.
It's a slammy stuck up his butt. Nah, he probably works so much and so hard he don't like ever go to take a dump. So since he don't do that, he's probably got a load in his shorts or something. I wouldn't be surprised. Never mind. Who the hell knows? What do you think, Danger?
I think he probably has a load in his shorts.
Yes. So, Danger, tell us some more. What do you think? What's about SmackDown?
SmackDown, you had The Miz doing his little stupid thing. The little diva contest was they had to do a 30-second promo, which they didn't tell them when the talk. They just put them on there, and the time was going, and they started maybe get a clue what was happening, start talking, and they hit him in the face with whipped cream, and it was a pointless thing.
No, I didn't see. I wouldn't pay attention. I don't know. This is why I've quit recording SmackDown, barely record Raw. I record Raw sometimes. Let's see here.
Just when there's nothing else on.
More or less. ECW was good. Go ahead and continue your SmackDown report.
No, that was it.
Didn't you say MVP was on there?
Yeah, MVP was on there.
I like MVP.
He was only there for maybe 45 seconds. Promo was kind of short, but looks like he could talk.
Yeah, MVP's pretty good. He survived Deep South, and he survived other dreadful places. So, I mean, I wish the best of luck to him. He's a pretty good guy. I met him, and he seems to be all right. Let's see
here. And he watched Fox News with me.
Yeah. Danger was at the PWE show he went to, and
it stunk.
They had sewage leaks, so that's what Danger's putting over.
I thought that was the rest.
Don't bury local promotions, Danger. Stop that. But what I was saying is that Danger has on his phone, he's got this gimmick where he can
watch. Or he did eat Sonic. He probably gave you gas.
Yes, I snuck out during the middle of the show during the interview and got Sonic, and when I came back, they were still doing an interview.
Just like a SmackDown or a Raw show.
Shut up.
Special
quit question. Quit burying him. You're not going to get back in the show if you keep it up. They're gonna kick you out. Okay.
It'd be the best $15 I'd ever spent.
You're not hardcore. I told you we're not gonna bury the
talent
promotions locally. Yeah, yes, the show the promotion even kind of apologized for the show in a roundabout way, but who knows? They had problems with their backer or whatever co-backer, and he's back with them. So they say everything's hunky dory. So we believe it too.
So are we going to make our re-debut on August 11th?
Well, what? For August? For
where? Or August 12th, I believe. The show.
I have no idea. I don't know.
In Canton, Georgia?
You're only supposed to ask me questions, and I've already told you that I know the answer to. No, I'm kidding. They have another show
then? Maybe it's the Southern Invitational?
I don't know. It depends on if I can get off from work and what I'm doing and whatever, you know. What else are we talking about? MVP's in there. I was going to talk about the Raw show was pretty good.
What about the Bushwhackers? I mean, the
I didn't watch any. I didn't watch any of that. The only part I watched was Foley and Flair, and that was about the only thing worth watching. So, you know. What?
I mean.
Well, what I think they're going to have a match with Foley against Flair eventually.
In a hardcore match?
Supposed to be SmackDown.
Hmm.
You're going to have SmackDown with Hogan Orton scheduled. Hogan may or may not. Hogan's not scared of doing the job because he's got creative control. He could say, you know, I pinned Randy Orton, whatever.
He could say he pinned God.
He could. They've already done that. Don't remind me about that. I was offended by that in many different ways. Because it was stupid was the main reason.
He's been suspended for 90 days.
Who has?
God.
Go away. God's not on the talent rope. God wouldn't work for WWE.
It's that liver enzyme. Yeah, he would rather...
God has liver enzymes.
He'd rather work for TNA.
God has... I wonder how many people have elevated enzymes at TNA. Speaking... I don't know why we're talking about elevated liver enzymes.
Landis?
But you know what I just remembered? Jeff Hardy was hired this week. Yeah.
Caused by dehydration.
What? Dehydration.
Huh?
Well, the main reason why I couldn't respond, I know that Rick Gillespie and Carl Stern gave me lots of homework this week on their show, but unfortunately, I had too many vanilla frosties, so my vanilla enzymes were elevated, so I cannot do anything like that. God had elevated liver enzymes. What the hell?
You hadn't seen him on TV?
What?
You hadn't seen him on TV?
We didn't see him on TV the first time.
I saw him.
You probably also saw the Emperor's new clothes.
Do you know what his theme song would be?
You saw the Emperor's new clothes. What would God's theme song be?
What if God was one of us?
Thank you very much, Joan Osborne, or Matt Osborne.
Where she's been?
What? About a team up with Matt Bourne in a match. Matt Bourne was the best dork.
Yeah, Born Again, Matt Bourne.
Matt Bourne.
Big Josh.
No. Big Josh, not good. Big Josh, no.
Mark Danger?
Yes. Matt Bourne? Yes. Doink? As Matt Bourne as Doink? Yes. Ray Apollo? No. Steve Curran and them were okay Doinks. Let's see here. What else do we got? ECW show rocked this week. I thought Change the Channel was one of the greatest chants ever. I really enjoyed that one. What else here? Yeah, they pretty much crapped on both Dave Batista and the Big Show.
Yeah, I heard that Batista shook Big Show's hand after the match.
Yeah, they embraced and broke kayfabe. Then Big Show, the heel, goes run high-fiving fans. And he gets a cheer. After the match, they start high-fiving. And yes, Abba interfered. But I mean, you know, that's
what TNA's been somewhat of. Respectable matches.
You watched one match. Danger, here's a newsflash. Danger did watch some TNA at my house tonight.
And it wasn't because
he was
channel.
He was at my house. He went to see Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner and what else?
Christian Cage, Alpha Male.
Christian Cage, Alpha Male. And what else? What was the first match you came in at? The five-way.
Five-way was pretty awesome. The one person bent over, hunched over. The second guy grabbed him, fits him to a Russian leg sweep. The other guy hit the second person, set him up for the Russian leg sweep. Eventually, you had the four guys ready to do a Russian leg sweep on each other. Then Jay Lethal just climbed to the top rope, just drop-kicked them all. It actually looked pretty good.
Notice how Danger said it looked pretty good, not that it pulled my emotions in. Notice also that Danger said one guy had one guy. That right there means either there's too many people, if you can't remember the match that you just watched less than about 3 hours ago, well, really about 2.5 hours ago, that's a problem. We were discussing the Canadian Destroyer. I just don't get it. I mean, it looks kind of neat and all, but as far as it being an actual move that one could do realistically, it's kind of, the guy in the bottom's doing, most of the stuff, just doing the flip and whatever, and I don't know. What do you think about the Canadian Destroyer, Danger?
I think it's a pretty I taught him how to do that move. It was a Danger original move.
Oh, shut the hell up. All right, let's try it one more time. What do you think about the Canadian Destroyer?
I still say it's impressive every time.
It's just impressive, but I mean,
it's just like,
do you see how it's an offensive move, or it's more of a, hey, look at this, here's a show. It's more of a choreographed. I mean, yeah, I know Lucha's a little choreographed, and there's a lot of other things that are choreographed, but I mean, what the hell, I guess it's okay. I'm just one that, I don't know, I like different wrestling than others.
So.
CM Punk also debuted on ECW this week, wrestling, and seemed to get a pretty good reaction and may get a push for it. Just Incredible got some praise from McMahon, we understand.
Which could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Maybe he wanted to work at Target anymore for a while. That's what Justin's doing, working at Target. Not Radio Shack, mind you, but Target. So
that'd be kind of cool.
Well, it'd be kind of cool.
He's got a Target on his chest.
The Targeted Mark Danger.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That is like, I got a Target on my chest and incredible savings. That's the Target way.
I don't know where you get them from, but thank God
you're not contagious. I get them from Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward?
Or Mervyn's.
Mervyn's? Mervyn's has been out of business in Atlanta for like years.
Why I remember going to Mervyn's getting shoes when I was a little kid at Town Center.
I have no idea why you're talking about stores that have been out of business and shoes. But then again, I have no idea why I talked about half of what I talked about Vanilla Frosty, so I can't say too much.
Okay, what about the Golden Gallon?
The Golden Gallon? I know where one of those is. The one of them got blown down in the hurt. Can we do something about wrestling? Better yet.
Okay, wrestling at the Golden Gallon on Sunday.
SummerSlam.
Who did SummerSlam?
I don't want to know. Never mind. Okay.
It's a referee in a cage above the cage match.
Well, hey, you know what? The referees in WWE are just getting better. Scott Armstrong, new referee. James Beard, new referee. Nick Patrick, still one of the best referees.
Still say he'd be a great promoter.
Well, Daddy is. Daddy's doing that right now.
Patrick needs to have his own like reality TV show. Instead of like Hogan Knows Best, Nick Patrick Knows Best. We need our own reality show. We'll go to like
We don't need a reality show.
We'll go to like fast food restaurants and say, that number one looks the best, and just smile, get a money
shot. We don't need to go. I don't Free like food? Reality TV. I don't like reality TV. I like fake TV.
So you watch wrestling?
No, I watch stuff like Silver Spoons. I was watching Silver Spoons is hardcore. Did you like Silver Spoons when you were growing up, Danger?
It was okay, but I couldn't stand that Ricky Schroeder shit.
Ricky Schroeder?
Ricky Scrotum, whatever his name
is. Not Scrotum. Yes! So, Danger, SummerSlam, Hogan Orton, what do you think?
not gonna happen.
Why?
It's too much. He's got his MRI came back negative, and it's just his knee is just not gonna be in shape.
Okay,
McMahon. So who will he substitute?
What?
Will he substitute Horace Hogan? Will we see Ed Leslie something, the Brutus the Barber, the Disciple?
Brutus the Barber, Disciple, Ed
Leslie. I just don't understand it. One week...
Dizzy Hogan, yes.
Continue. One week he's like the Disciple. He shaves his beard off, pretends he's injured, comes out the next week as the Zodiac. I mean...
Your timeline's messed up. No, he was the Butcher. Then he became... the Zodiac, then he became, I think, the Disciple. He was Brother Brutus. I can't remember what the hell happened. Then he became
unemployed.
Then he worked at as a Subway guy and got fired and arrested because he left his cocaine out. They thought it was anthrax and evacuated the place. He's hardcore.
He's a good medicine man.
Thank you very much, Danger. You're hardcore medicine man. Well, I see here, everybody who got liver enzymes, almost all of them are back. Lashley's back. Kali's back.
Yeah, Kali and Undertaker in a last man standing match.
Well, Kali can't bend over, so I guess we know who's going to win that. God, he's horrible.
Then you got DX versus the McMahons.
What do you think about that?
When are they going to bring Ric Flair as the new DX member?
The Ric Flair shouldn't be in DX.
I mean, if you look at the house show reports online, you don't see...
Danger. What they do at the house shows, they're not going to do it TV. People, Ric Flair cuts promos at house shows. They'll let him do that in TV. The only reason they let him do that at TV is because, well, they didn't have nothing better to do this week. No. Come on. I mean, they're not going to put Flair in DX. It's just retarded for him to be in DX to begin with. It sounds great for the first 2 minutes. Then you think about it. So he shouldn't be a DX.
No.
He's Ric Flair.
No, he shouldn't be a member of Viagra X.
A member of Viagra X?
Mm-hmm.
So you want Flair to advertise Viagra?
Yeah, we can have Mick Foley, Ric Flair, on a Walker match. Walker on a pole match.
I don't know why you're... Notice the living icon, once again, a guy who does not work, can't work, and can't referee, putting down the work rate and the ages of Mick Foley and Ric Flair, who are working better than a lot of new guys they bring up. Typical smart stuff from the Dangerous One.
Instead of water, they drink prune juice.
I'm glad you're putting our Danger talking about prune juice. Yeah.
Do you like prune juice?
No, I don't drink prune juice. They got some prunes at the store, though. They taste kind of like oranges. I think they're like Sun Maize orange essence. Those are pretty good. I had some of those. Why are we talking about prunes in a damn wrestling show? Danger, continue. Talk about wrestling.
See any good wrestling classic shows? Any classic DVDs or anything?
I was watching a little Smoky Mountain the other day. That was pretty good. Smoky Mountain was real good always.
Mm-hmm.
Missed Deep South this week. Had to work a whole lot at my job. Which sucked.
Deep South coming to Six Flags, August the 11th. Main event
I tell you right now, these amusement parks. Six Flags is expensive. It costs like, what, $50 to get in?
$50 to get in.
The hell with that. I'm not paying no $50 to get in. Hey, Nigel, can Danger have a free pass and a free ride down there? Here we go.
Hell yeah, I'll work the show.
You'll do
I will be a security person that Big Show picks up and slams through a table because he's an angry giant.
Why would Big Show be at that show?
Because he is going to be at the show. He's wrestling Rob Van Dam.
Big Show is wrestling Rob Van Dam at the Deep South show.
Yes.
Once again.
It's an ECW main event. If you go to SixFlags.com, over SixFlags, over Georgia.com, it's on there under the shows. They list all the matches that's supposed to be on there.
Breaking news. The Dangerous One just now knows what's going on in wrestling.
Yeah, because I wanted to see how much it was, see how cheap it was going to be to try to get in. And I figure I could sneak in. Maybe I could be one of the little Looney Tune characters walking around. Go, do-do-do-do-do, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse is not a Looney Tune character.
Okay, Bugs Bunny.
Bugs still. Bunny is a Looney Tune character.
Did you get turned on if you saw Bugs Bunny dressed up as a girl bunny?
No, I never got turned on if I saw Bugs Bunny dressed up. Did you? Never mind. I don't want to know. I let you in my house. There's some things I just don't want to know. Did you ever get
Looney Tune character?
I don't know. I like Bugs Bunny.
I like Yosemite Sam.
You like Yosemite? He's the rootin'est, tootin'est, shootin'est. The Dave and Danger Show. We put everything from food, cartoons, and wrestling over.
I mean,
we're getting less wrestling and more.
What happened to Mucha Lucha?
Mucha Lucha? What's that?
The little Lucha Libre cart.
Oh, that one? I have no idea.
That was actually pretty funny.
I don't have any of that on tape. I don't remember seeing that. I probably didn't watch it. Oh,
see,
man.
See the,
you could jump in anytime.
You mean we see the crying wrestling fan becoming the yawning wrestling fan?
No, the yawning wrestling fan. It's two he's in watching, the damn morning.
He's watching SmackDown, folks. He's
I am not it. Watching SmackDown. I'm yawning because it's 2 in the morning, and this is the only time we can do the David Andrews show. We're 30 minutes into bad talk about wrestling.
Let's see, who else?
What else have you got going on? We'll talk a little bit about TNA coming up. Sting, Jarrett, Sting, I don't think he's signed a contract yet. Looks like he's going to job the Double J.
Yeah, I mean,
gotta have that win.
TNA would be a great promotion if they would just get rid of Jeff Jarrett.
Well, he's the money, so that's not going to happen. I mean, he keeps the Carters and Panda Energy there. It's like whenever I used to work.
Now, do you like the addition of Jimmy Cornette up there?
Yes. Oh, Jimmy Cornette is great, but I mean, you know, it's still he's going
to
be.
I would willing to take a shot from Jimmy Cornette. With the tennis racket.
And I'm sure the entire internet is happy to hear that, Danger. I'm glad. Is there anybody you would not take a tennis racket
that'd be
shot
it.
From?
The winner of the contest gets a free chair shot on the Danger Swing.
No one's going to come down here and give you a chair shot. We're not going to do an ignorant contest like that. The Danger Swing tells me about how he runs around taking bumps and stuff like that.
What about win a date with Mark Danger?
No, because because Sylvain or Canyon applied.
Who's better?
I'll make you do it if they win. You'll go out. It's okay. Atlanta's gay friendly. If a guy wins, it'll be hardcore. Then again, you might like it. So then, who knows? You're the dangerous one. I don't care. We'll put
it's like that we'll one contest TNA's running. It's like win a date with Christy Hemme. Does she got a Hemme?
I don't know if she's got a Hemme or not. You can give her a Hemme if you want. Win a date with Christy Hemme. Have you entered?
Anyway.
Have you entered?
Who's your favorite Nacho Girl?
Yay!
It looks like fire. Someone looked like fire.
Fire. Fire.
Bill Byrne's daughter.
Yes, Bill Byrne, Cobb County Commissioner. Boy, let's just talk about things nobody cares about. Bill Byrne.
Like,
we talk
like
about the
WWE?
Nitro Girls. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to talk more wrestling. Let's see here. Would you rather talk about jobbers here? Keith and Kent Cole. No, we're not going to talk about them neither. What do you think about Finlay and Regal?
That was another SmackDown match. Pretty stiff match.
Notice how beautiful the reports are Dangerous One gives that he leaves out about two-thirds of what happens.
Three-thirds?
Three-thirds. This show is three-thirds full of crap is what it is. Tune into the next three-thirds of the Dave and Danger Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks, you are listening to the audio version of the Great American Bash.
This is not the Great American Bash. You'll get a solid troll for doing that. Did you? What is it here? Are you? You know, you didn't go to the last pay-per-view. Neither did I for Great American Bash.
And Dave is like, I'm telling us, do not go. Do not go. It'll be a waste of. No, I want to go see.
I was wanting to go see it, but Danger said, no, don't go. I don't want to go. Please,
if
don't.
For once, he listened to me. And
I did
was
listen
right.
to Danger, even though it wouldn't have cost me a nickel except my food and drink. And you know what? When I read the results, I'm like, man, I'm glad I didn't waste my time with that crap.
No.
I'm glad I didn't waste my time. I forget what I did. I think I stayed home. I stayed home with the honey doing something or another. I think I may have went to bed or something.
You went to bed with the honey.
No, maybe. I can't remember. They wouldn't eat. I can't remember what we did. It don't matter what we did. But either way, we had a better time.
And Jordan, whatever y'all were doing, Jordan, drew more buy rates than the pay-per-view.
Shut up. Go away.
What do you think about the ratings so far with the WWE product?
What do I think about the ratings with WWE product? Do I have to think about the WWE product, period? I don't know. Never mind.
I would like to be one of the person
with Mark Dane.
Would you like to be the person who has like one of the little boxes for the Nelson ratings? Would you like to have one of those?
No, because I don't watch enough TV to do that.
Be a cool job.
What?
Just to have that little box in your TV, you get to watch what wrestling or what programming you want. Then you say, no, I'm going to screw with these people. I'm going to start, like, call all my buddies up who's got this, and we're all going to pan together, and the number one show is going to be, like, Facts of Life, like, for 6 weeks.
They don't show Facts of Life anymore.
Like Facts a TV Land or something. Like
that. No, they showed it on demand. Comcast, on demand, WWE 24/7. I called him. I said, I want WWE 24/7 because, yeah, I despise McMahon. I despise that. But, hell, they're going to show territory stuff and going to show old world class and Florida and AWA and stuff. And I'd like to see some of that. And I'd like to, you know, record some of that for posterity's sake. And, well, I haven't had a chance to do a lot of that lately.
Yep, David wants to rekindle the dreams that in Halloween in 1981... he dressed up as the Missing Link.
You don't know what you're talking. I never dressed up as the Missing Link. That's right. You pulled that one out of the head. I wasn't expecting dressed up as the Missing Link. Bang your head.
Okay, speaking of names pulling the out of the head. Missing
Link. Okay, you want to do
it? Natural debate we were talking about earlier.
What was it?
Who was the better Nature Boy?
You were talking about that.
Ric Flair? Buddy Landell?
I thought Flair's one of the best technicians in the ring. I thought Landell was pretty good, too.
Landell was also pretty good with the mic, too.
Landell was excellent with the mic. Landell also, admittedly, had a coke problem, so that kind of cost him a chance. He would have beat Flair for the title, according to him.
And Flair allegedly has a road rage problem.
Flair wasn't convicted, so we can't say anything about that. Flair is a great athlete and a great wrestler, for sure, but... you know, it's just a shame that WWE writers don't know who folks like Bruiser Brody and Stan Hansen are.
Jerry Blackwell.
I know who Jerry Blackwell is. Jerry the Crush. Jerry Blackwell. Anything else you want to say about Tom Rocky Stone or Jake the Milkman Millen?
What about the Italian Stone?
The Italian Stone. What about George South?
What about the Conan?
Conan Chris Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. What about the U.S. male Curtis Thompson?
Yes. What about the Patriots?
The WCW Patriots. Would you like to see them brought back to SmackDown? See Chris Champion and Chris Champion and Sean Roy was pretty good. Yoshi Kwan, baby.
Yeah.
What about Todd Champion and
Alex Wright.
Curtis Thompson? I liked him when he was Berlin. Do you remember what the lady who was with him and the Wall were? Who was the lady with Berlin? Do you remember? Come on, think hard. What was her name?
Some blonde with a nice chest.
It was Uta Ludendorff was her name. That was the lady who was with
the Berlin first Russian without hairy armpits.
She wasn't Russian. She was German. She was supposed to German. You don't know who anyone is. You'd probably think like Baron von Raschke was like a Soviet or something.
No, I think he was somebody that Mel Gibson screamed out.
Mel Gibson contacted our show today and said that he's offended by Joshua Ben-Gurion. We have no idea why. You remember Joshua and Ben-Gurion used to wrestle in the UWF?
A perfect couple. Cynthia McKinney and Mel Gibson.
Cynthia McKinney and Mel Gibson?
Yep.
There you go again. For those of you who aren't in Atlanta and don't follow politics in Atlanta, yeah, when Cynthia lost her father, Billy McKinney, who is a state representative, if I'm not mistaken, actually made a comment that the Jews were part of the reasons why his daughter lost. And he got a lot of bad publicity, and they slapped him in the head around here two or three times. I said, Billy, stop saying stupid things. So he was a little embarrassed. Aren't you glad you weren't Mel Gibson? You know, Mel Gibson and Rob Van Dam, it sucks to be them as a late man.
Yeah, out of job, not getting...
He's not out of a job, he's...
Not getting strips.
Well, he did lose the miniseries and everything.
Yeah.
This has become more of the cartoon and television and everything.
Bring back your memory song.
Bring back your memory? What's the hit?
Oh, I could be a new danger. I could be the living icon of Power Lord Ranger.
Power Lord Ranger. Okay, are you done putting over DJ Power Lord again?
I would put over you.
Well, you can't don't put over me. I'm the co-host with you. You're not supposed to put over your co-host. I put over you plenty of time. Who else? Anybody else you want to put over this week? We're working on 39 minutes, and it's almost bedtime, and I got to take you back to the hotel your laundry's done.
To the house of danger.
The house of danger. The liquor, Mark Danger.
I'm going to see what else is pretty good.
Anyone you want to put
hot
over?
Hot weather.
That stuff, I can't stand all that.
Wish I had a where I worked, I had air conditioning.
Yeah, man, if you work for Town Center Mall,
especially in
Kennesaw, Georgia, and
you work in a particular ring and where you work radio shacks,
in the ring where the
there's no AC in the building.
Danger is totally perfectly pissed that he cannot have any air conditioning,
and it gets like 80
in his the store he's working at, and he's up there, you know, panting like a dog and like drinking water like a camel.
It's so hot in there; it sounds like a prostitute giving a church confession.
I don't know where you get them, but maybe it's just me, Lena. I don't want to know what you get from hookers. Oh, Diva Search? Never mind. I didn't say that. If you're a Diva Search person, I'm not calling you a hooker. Danger was. Blame him.
Yes. Call 1-800 Get Danger.
No, don't call any numbers, you kids. Danger does it again.
That would be a cool number, though. 1-800 Get Danger.
Why don't you?
I was trying to get my cell phone number and it says Mark Danger, but. It was they couldn't do it. It was impossible.
That's because it's too many numbers. All right, man. Put over whatever you want to put over. It's about time to be done in 40 minutes.
Let's put over mushroom quesadillas.
Dude, that was good. We went to the Mexican restaurant and ordered like a mushroom quesadilla.
That's how it gives you the give you the runs and the
Thank
smells.
Thank you very much. If you're listening at dinner, I apologize for giving
too much information. Who would eat dinner and listen to our show?
I don't know. They could be like going through the drive-thru at McDonald's, like chowing down on a quarter pounder with cheese. Or they could be at Wendy's eating a vanilla frosty.
Only if you get the little the toppings, like the Butterfingers, the Oreos.
I'm sure you... Yeah, I saw it. It's 99 cents. You can get like a fix and eat mixed frosty. That'd or it's 129. Danger's drooling over vanilla frosty. Now, he didn't put... If it got the crushed Butterfinger, yeah, he'll give it a thumbs up.
Actually,
next
I'm
week.
Thinking Arby's.
You're thinking, I see the little cowboy hat over your head.
No, usually when I'm thinking danger, you see me like a chair with barbed wire wrapped around it.
You know, I actually would like to see one of those commercials where he goes out there and says, I'm thinking danger, and has like a barbed wire baseball bat over his head or something.
Oh, something else. What? While thinking about something dangerous, Detroit, being a danger place to be, hosts their WrestleMania coming up. They had the press conference up there.
Yep.
Batista vowed he wants to be in the main event at WrestleMania. DX, Triple H wasn't there, but Shawn Michaels was. You just saw him quiet in the background. Mm-hmm. You saw Edge coming out, the Rated D superstar.
Rated D.
What? Danger superstar.
Thank you very much, Living Icon. Why didn't I see that? It's time for me to go to bed almost. All right, well.
Don't let danger
not bite. Just be glad wherever you are.
Oh, and speaking of people coming back, talking about the Medicine Man of Jeff Hardy, the Boogeyman's coming back.
The Boogeyman is coming back.
They need to bring back like I know you're Jim.
Happy with Boogie. He's on Sirius, I think. He has the Hillbilly Jim show. He's on Sirius or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Sirius is an awesome radio.
Well, you're a Radio Shack, man. You can listen to it. Oh, well, like I said, it's almost bedtime for me. I want to go in there.
I saw puppies.
Leave my wife alone. She's closed. She's not a Diva Search person. Shut up, Jerry the King Danger.
Who's your favorite Diva?
No, what?
Who's your favorite Diva?
I don't have one. They're all horrible.
Just imagine, in order to win, you had to sleep with Danger. Which diva would actually true go that late?
Sylvain Grenier. Once again, what we're saying is...
No.
What?
I think Canyon.
Canyon?
Because who's better than Canyon?
That guy, Mark Danger.
I wonder if Canyon's going to endorse like Bengay, Cream, or...
Shut up. You're not going to start doing any gay bashing on this program. Never mind. Danger's trying to be funny, and when he tries to be, he's trying too hard sometimes.
Speaking of being
if you
hard,
want to date him, you go ahead. You can date Patterson, too. Okay.
Greg Gagne is more my type. Old and senile. I can pull like an Anna Nicole.
God. I don't want to hear about you and Greg Gagne anything. Trust me. If you're not offended by the dangerous one, dressed as
who
shirt,
would be more ugly naked?
When I shut up!
Greg Gagne, Mula, or Chick Donovan.
I could give a flying damn. Keep in mind, if you're not offended, I guarantee you he'll continue this. Rose. He'll continue this in the car, and I'll be nauseous when I return.
And we've seen these people talk.
Of course, we have not. Go away. Okay. We're going to end it now before it really gets to the theater of the absurd. Hey, once again, we thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Thanks so much for tolerating our bad week last week with the podcast not coming up right.
And thank you for our two Emmys that we're being nominated for.
We're not nominated for Emmys. But shut the hell up. Let me thank people, you ass. You can ramble on the way home. Okay. But seriously, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it. Thanks for downloading the show and listening. Hey, it's, you know, an hour, 45 minutes or an hour of your time is a lot to ask. We appreciate you, you know, giving, just trying us out a little bit. Thanks a whole lot. And we do appreciate you sticking it out to the end. Some shows are better than others. This one, I don't know. Let us know. Feel free to post comments. Or you can always email me at www.itsstillrealtome.com or davewillswrestling.com. That's my website. You can email me at kongadave@yahoo.com. KONGADAVE at yahoo.com. And you can email the living icon, Mark Danger, at Mark Endangerment, MarkEndangerment at
Hotmail.com.
Exactly.
That makes you still want to do the spelling bee, don't it?
Yeah.
That, are you still, or we, every time I start spelling it out, I break it to MICKEYDANGER.
For the living icon, Mark Danger, I am Tom Likas. No, I'm not Tom Likas. I love Tom Likas, though. He rules. I am,
Bill Ship.
I'm Bill Ship.
And I'm Mel Gibson.
Tune into the Georgia Gang on Channel 5 here in Atlanta on Sunday morning. You know who Bill Ship's a writer. Danger don't know what he's talking about. Once again,
okay, Guy Sharp.
He's a weatherman. He's been retired. Let's talk about local stuff in the car. Let me sign out and quit wasting these people's time. We're almost at 47 minutes.
Well, they could be watching SmackDown.
We're almost at 47 minutes. We're getting out of here. Thanks again, guys. Feel free to send us an email or
something. We love you.
Danger and I. Danger loves you. And just count your blessings that you're not over in that war they got over there in the Middle East. And hopefully everything can still be well home. For the living icon, Mark Danger, I am Dave Wills. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate your support of the Dave and Danger Show right here at itsstillrealtome.com and hosted by Podomatic.com. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye.